One Will You Feed, brought to you by
Taco Cabana and American Leak Detection.
So last week, there was this story that we had on Community Quick Hits, which caused a lot of controversy and a lot of questions amongst ourselves because there were a number of points in the story that weren't made real clear.
Exactly. So I have the story right here. And it happened, overnight last Tuesday when someone down in the Oak Lawn area woke up at about 6 a.m. to a car alarm going off. Okay? And they see someone, they see which car is going off, and they look down and they see that there's a man squatting down there by the car.
Mm-hmm.
Call the cops. Cops show up. And the guy is gone, but maybe the guy either saw someone looking at him or was in a hurry or whatever, and he left a bag lying next to the car that he was trying to break into.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess another car had been broken into as well, so this guy may have gone down through these parked cars along this area and was just stealing whatever he could,
right?
You know, before the sun came up. And the bag that they found next to the car belonged to a woman, a young woman, a 29-year-old woman. And the bag next to it, they immediately, you know, get in touch with her and say, "We found a bag next to your car." And within her car, I think an iPad was stolen and a couple other things. And they said, "Well, there was another bag. And is this yours?" To which she said, "No."
No.
Because inside of this nondescript gray duffel bag were the following: one pair of black leather chaps.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Five VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Titles not listed.
Mm-hmm.
One bottle of wine.
Right.
$200 worth of, quote, miscellaneous leather bondage items.
Mm-hmm.
Two dills. And one tube of Preparation H.
For the aftermath.
Sure. I mean, you got to clean up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you're okay.
Swelling, you know, happens sometimes.
That's the one thing that I just don't get.
What?
The Prep H?
Yeah.
Dude, this is a party.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, this is a party.
This is a party,
that.
Man.
I know that, and I can see how anybody would be prepared to have just a swinging good time with any of that other stuff. But usually, for a situation like that, if you're going to have something that you're going to squeeze out of a tube, it's not going to be that.
But look, Mike, anytime you have a huge party at your house, when it's going on, it's a blast and everything's great. But then when it's over and everybody leaves, you've got a disaster on your hands,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what the Prep H is for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you want to, if you do get some sleep, I'm surprised they didn't find, you know, 14 poppers in there as well. Because
that's what the wine's for.
Yeah. If they did, in fact, go to sleep, the Preparation H would help in the morning for the morning soreness.
Okay.
If, in fact, he had the ability to make him sore.
Right. Or her.
Or her. And, hey.
Hey.
He had the tools. He certainly had the tools. So, I told Mike, we did this story, and I said, "Why don't you call the cops and claim that bag is yours?" To which we knew that would not happen. You were not going to call the police, the Dallas police, our friends over at the Dallas police, and claim that that nondescript gray duffel bag filled with sex is in fact yours.
Have one of those guys do go, "Wolf, what are you doing with all that stuff?"
Runner. But we did.
So I wasn't going to do it, so we had to find somebody who would.
That's right, and we did know a guy who would do this, and his name is Cray Trey.
And he is with us right now.
Yay.
That is Cray.
How are you, Trey?
I'm all right, you know.
So did you ever think that when you're telling your parents that you're going to try to get into radio that you'd be calling the cops asking for a bag of dills?
No, that wasn't, maybe it went through my head.
Was that not part of your college preparatory classes or anything?
No, surprisingly not, no.
Now, Trey, for those who don't know, Trey's been up here for a while. How long have you been actually employed here?
About a year, yeah. Board op, year in June, so a year. 1 year.
Trey employed. Has made it a year, and he's done many things for us. Of course, the fabulous porter scene that we set up in the bathroom.
The bathroom attendant was great.
Oh, that was masterful.
Yes, we had Trey set
Such
up with a
great
recorder.
Execution.
Dressed in a tuxedo with all types of good stuff. He set up at the office sink. And it was just like a strip club. Anytime you went in there to go pee or do whatever,
here
was
Trey. You cigarettes.
Trey to greet you with a smile, a snappy story.
Yeah, maybe a little squirt of cologne.
Yes,
or
gum, condom, whatever.
Cigarettes, too.
Cigarettes, yeah. Yes, yes.
He had takers on smokes.
Yeah.
You guys still owe me for that, by the way. I dropped about $75 for the porter scene. And I didn't keep the condoms.
I'll take you to Chipotle.
Okay, thank you. And then, most recently, what did you do, Trey? What was the second thing you did for us?
Oh, Chip Mulligan the Third.
That's right. He was Chip. And Danny missed this, didn't you?
I was out of town. I don't remember this.
Yeah. When, after the Masters, we had Trey call Augusta to try and get a tea time.
What was his name? Chip Mulligan the Third?
Yes. Yes. And it was awesome because he was like, I just want to play like 9 holes if that's cool. And because BYOB there, you know, it just went on and on and on. It was really funny. He did a great job. So you called the cops. Now, I have since contacted the Dallas Police Department. We have found the man who he made the phone call to.
Uh-oh.
He is fine with all this.
All right.
The guy who runs the Twitter account for the DPD. I sent this audio to him, and he said, play away, my friend, play away. So, here is Trey calling the Dallas Police Department. This is not purple.
Purple?
Not purple.
I have purple. He has not purple.
Not purple?
Yes.
Purple.
Here is
purple.
Trey calling the cops.
This is Matt. How can I help you?
Hello, sir. My name is Mark Unterberger, and last Tuesday night, May 27th...
Who's Mark Unterberger?
One of my fraternity brothers.
I knew it was a friend of yours. Dude, I used to do that in college radio all the time. I would work in all my friends from school. Okay.
Last Tuesday night, May 27th, in my Oak Lawn apartment, my car got broken into, and I had a gray duffel bag, and I think it got stolen. There was a lot of items in there that I really need, so I was seeing if you guys had it.
Yeah, have you made a police report yet?
I have not. Do you want me to describe maybe some of the items in there, seeing if you guys have it or not?
Was an ID in there, maybe?
No, there's about 5 VHS tapes, a bottle of wine, tube of Preparation H, about $200 worth of miscellaneous leather bondage items, a pair of black leather chaps, and 2 dildos.
God almighty.
Wow.
Went down the list.
Boy, you did go down the list.
Dill.
You didn't hold anything back, did you?
No, no. It was written there.
I like you said $200 worth of miscellaneous leather bondage.
Very thorough.
He gave him a value, a cash value.
A miscellaneous leather bondage. Ooh, boy.
All right. And,
let's see.
Miscellaneous leather bondage items. A pair of black leather chaps and 2 dildos.
Yeah, I can't discuss property over here.
Property? I can't discuss property. I honestly think that Matt, at that point, because you don't know. Look, you're a cop. Yeah, this could be real. I mean, hell, this stuff, it could be worth a lot of money to someone. Someone could have invested
a lot of money,
quite a bit of dough into
Absolutely.
This.
Yeah, somebody could have invested quite a bit of dough, but you're a cop, and this is on the line, and you have to deal with this right now.
Yeah, and listen to the pause.
Yeah, I can't discuss property over the air.
Okay. I was just seeing if you guys had it.
What was your name again?
Mark Unterberger.
Mark? How do you spell your last name?
Unterberger.
All right, let me put you on hold.
All right, thank you.
Now,
are you nervous?
Yeah, at first.
As I would be, talking to the cops.
Oh, yeah.
He actually put you on hold for how long this first
four
time?
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yes, 4 minutes.
Okay.
Thinking that if... Maybe this is a gag. He would hang up by then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, I found it, but there's no information on who the owner is, so you'd have to talk with the detective.
Okay.
I love the fact that he went back to find that bag.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
They found it.
We've got it.
Mr. Unterberger, I found your bag.
Yes, we found your Preparation H, Mr. Unterberger.
Chocolate ice cream.
No information on who the owner is, so you'd have to talk with the detective.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. How do I get in touch with him?
Let me see if I can pull up who the detective is, all right?
All right. Thank you.
I'll put you on hold again, all right?
Okay.
One more minute or so.
Now, Matt is very nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's very professional.
Yeah, I wonder if this is the first person to call about
it
the bag.
It has to be.
Right?
Because isn't the person that's calling to claim their bag also most likely a suspect in this burglary?
No, because probably what happened is like there were a string of car burglaries up and down that street that the guy stole something and then just left that bag. Probably unzipped it and was like, I'm good.
Because seriously, what burglar needs those items when committing those types of crimes?
Right. And the thing is, that burglar would probably be rather caught with like a pound of weed than that.
Or maybe like some vice grips or some you know, wire cutters.
Right.
Not Preparation H and wine.
Yeah, can you
imagine?
How
is that going to help a robbery?
Can you imagine open up a bank vault with a dill?
He's like fighting people with it.
Don't move!
Yeah, seriously, you're right. He opened it up and said, I'm good.
Yeah, that's not mine.
Don't need this. No boy.
All right, sir, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, it looks like the detective who's on this case actually works at this building, but he is gone for the day.
Okay.
He works regular business hours.
Okay.
7 to 3, Monday through Friday.
All right.
Just call him. Just call here and ask for Detective Willis.
Willis?
Now, there's a time where you should have worked in, what you talking about, Willis?
It's perfect. Willis. I should have. Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, that stuff in the bag, it's not for me. It's for a friend. It's like a gag gift, you know? No pun intended with the gag. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not mine, though. Like, it's for a friend. Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then have him call.
Yeah. No, I know. I will. It's just, it's a surprise. Like, it's a joke, you know?
Yeah, well, I see the ID here is Cumulus Media. So I'm wondering if it's a bit or not, but.
Okay.
A bit.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
What an odd ending.
So awkward.
I like it. He goes, bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Let's hear bye again.
Bye.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, well, I see the ID here is Cumulus Media, so I'm wondering if this is a bit or not. But
okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
And he immediately went back to everyone that he knew in that station, like, dude, someone...
Somebody's a ticket just trying to prank me.
Either that, or he's like, yeah, it's either that, or someone claimed the bag, man. We know who has the bag. I cannot wait for the guy to come up here and get the bag.
Totally.
Nicely done, Trey.
Thank yes,
you.
Trey.
Once again, you come through.
Yes, Trey. Well
yes,
done.
Trey.
We're very proud of you.
Yes, that's great.
Thank you, Mike and Corby Trey. And Danny
bye.
And Mino.
Bye, Trey.
Yeah, bye.
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 We're done with you.
Bye.